This is SB Nation Radio,
the next generation of sports radio.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour featuring Bill Harmon.
Good shot.
It's about time.
It is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour is powered by Insperity with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, welcome into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, and you heard it there. We're brought to you each and every week by Insperity. Charlie, good morning, my friend. How are you?
You know, it's a beautiful day in Houston, Texas.
It is.
Sun is out. No more hurricanes.
Yeah, we got a little rain earlier in the week, but it was just that, just a little bit of rain.
But the golf courses are drying out. They're opening up. You know, golfers are resilient. You know, they'll support their product, and all the golf courses that suffered all the damage, all the repairs are paid by golfers. There's no tax dollars going that way, as most of the golf courses are in floodplain areas, and you know that going in. So you just got about 8,000 bunkers in Houston that have to be repaired. So here we go. Good golf, fall golf. End of the season, FedEx Cup coming to an end. It's shaping up to really be quite a weekend.
Yeah, so a lot of work to be done still in Houston repairing some of those courses. John Granato, who you know from ESPN 97.5, hosts this program a bunch too. He'll be with us in about 5 minutes from now. But you mentioned it. I mean, if you are asking for a great season finale, we're definitely getting it this weekend. When you look at the FedEx Cup standings, Jordan Spieth came in to this week with the lead, but only by about 10 points over Justin Thomas. And what do you know, in Atlanta at the Tour Championship, Justin Thomas has a share of the lead entering round three. He's 7 under par. Spieth not too far behind at 3 under par. John Rahm is at 6 under par. If he wins the tournament, he'll win the FedEx Cup standing. So if you're the
As a rookie.
So if you're the powers that be, this is exactly what you want, where all these guys are competitive down the stretch.
The only person missing is the defending champion.
Yeah, Rory, where's he at?
Yeah, Rory is, enjoying his G5 ride over to Ireland, I guess, you know, and going to take a little time off, well-deserved, reevaluate where he is, and we'll see him probably at the beginning of the year. But, this Saturday and Sunday is going to be exciting. I thought yesterday, I think our man Jordan Spieth was just a little too on edge, and he missed some stuff that he usually doesn't. So if he relaxed today, he's got to shoot under 65 to have a chance on Sunday.
All right, we'll get to that. And John Granato joins us next right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, welcome back into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour right here on SB Nation Radio. We're, of course, brought to you each and every week by Insperity. Now let's bring in somebody that probably plays more golf than anybody else.
John, but he's getting so good.
Oh, he is.
He is.
John Granato's here. John, how are you this morning?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
His middle name is 75.
No, just... since the football season started, Charlie, I've fallen off a little bit. So we're gonna go back to 85.
Okay, come on, John, we got to play next week.
I got to play. Let's go. We're in. Let's go.
First of all, give us an update on your son JT and his football.
He's up here at Missouri State, and he got here just a week before the season started. So. The three games in. I think he'll get in pretty soon. We'll see. He's had to learn the whole offense. He doesn't even know all his teammates' names, so it's a tough transition when you get to the team the week before the first game. So but he's throwing it well, he says, and he's doing well in practice. So we'll see.
Yeah, you out there now, John, in Missouri?
Yeah, I'm in a little coffee house in Springfield, Missouri.
All right. Is Miss Wendy with you?
Yes, she is.
Well, you tell her we say hello and good luck. Today, but how about the FedEx Cup, John? I know you do it because you're in so many fantasy golf leagues.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, the only thing I don't like, Charlie, is this. In any other playoff, right, I don't care if it's the Patriots are undefeated and they're playing the Giants with 6 losses in the Super Bowl, the winner of the game wins the championship. So Webb Simpson, I'm rooting for him yesterday. He's playing wonderfully, got the 9 under. But there's since he started 16th, if Justin Thomas finishes fourth or better, then Webb Simpson can't win. So I'm not crazy about that. In any other sport, it doesn't matter what your record. Well, you could be the wild card team, and you know the other team had the best record in baseball, or same with football. That you win that championship game, and you're the champion. That's what I would like to see.
Well, it's not designed that way, and he's going to win the tournament, and he'll get $1,800,000. That's not too bad. But the FedEx Cup represents a year-long race, and I can see your point, and they've gone back and forth, but would you change it?
Sure, because I'll tell you this. I think it confuses people. I really do. I think people are like, well, wait a minute. He won the tour, you know, because in any other playoffs, and they're calling this the playoffs, in any other playoffs, the last man standing is the champion. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess it would be, but here's the deal. To make it would simplify it for everybody. You get to the top 30, get to the tour championship. You win the tour championship, you're the champ.
Yeah, but you remember what the quote from Albert Einstein, what he said about the game of golf, why he doesn't play.
It's too hard.
It's far too complicated for him. So we're
right.
Just keeping that tradition going, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, yeah, and I think though, but I think a lot of the even golf fans don't get it, don't understand it well enough. But it's fun though. I've been watching, and I'm rooting for Webb because boy, he has turned his. Hold on one second. He has turned his season around since he started working with Billy, hasn't he?
He really has, and he was a victim of the long putter when he won the Open. U.S. Open, he had, a belly putter back then, and all those guys except Bernard Langer have struggled in the change. But Webb's a good Christian guy and a good player, and we're proud of him because Bill has done a wonderful job, helping him.
So what did you guys think of the captain's picks?
The captain's picks? I thought it was nice that they honored Phil Mickelson for 20 years of hard play, and he'll be a good team guy. So I don't have any problem with Phil being picked, and he picked number 11. So Charlie Hoffman, I believe it was.
Yeah. He's had a great year.
Yeah,
great year.
So it's a fair choice. And it's going to be a great event right underneath the Statue of Liberty and mm-hmm. Over the was that a river from New York from Manhattan to where it is. So it's I've been there, and it's a nice event, nice venue.
John, I just don't want to be the guy not to pick Phil Mickelson. You know what I mean?
No, you had to. Well, and here's the deal. Is it him or Brian Harman? Brian Harman was 12th, right? So are you kidding me? I mean, here's the thing, though, guys, is, how much does Phil right now? I mean, he's playing a little bit better, but, he has struggled. How much do you put on him if you're Stricker? Do you put him in every time or not? I mean, that's a question.
I don't think they'll have to put him in every time. I think he'll be on the sidelines for a couple matches. But in the history of these type of events, Raymond Floyd, Jay Haas, older guys in match play, they get their adrenaline going, and they don't back down. They're not afraid. So, although last Ryder Cup, Lee Westwood had a hard time, because of his age, I would say, and his putting stroke. But
what do we know about Liberty National?
It's a tight golf course because it had limited, land because it's on a landfill, and the holes are pretty close to each other. So it should be a good place for the spectators to watch. And there's some stadium type golf where you're up on top and looking down at the play, and it's got a beautiful finishing hole, so I think it'll be a good match play golf course,
just like Wildcat. They could have held it at Wildcat.
That's it.
Right on a landfill.
That's exactly right. And you could be a wild card.
That's right. You're damn right.
I mean, you know that golf course.
I don't know any captain that would pick me, but I could be a wild card, yeah.
But Elmer does a wonderful job out there. You like it because it's free.
So give me three rounds if it's free. That's the way I look at it. Bri, have these guys been taking care of you, Bri?
Yeah, they've been taking care of me. And that's John Granato, of course, from ESPN 97.5, 920. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun, John. And you were talking about the President's Cup and whatnot. And Charlie and I, before the show, were getting into the pairings here that have been kind of leaked out. And Jordan Spieth, again, paired up with Patrick Reed. They played well together in the Ryder Cup. Mm-hmm. But Charlie was saying he would have liked to see Spieth and Justin Thomas. What do you make so far of that? You like Spieth and Reed, or would you like to see him with Justin Thomas?
I don't like how Spieth has wilted with Justin on the second day of the tour, I'll tell you that. Charlie, when he loses his putt stroke, I mean, he missed how many short putts yesterday? Goodness gracious. So, you know, I don't know, buddies. I don't know. You know, this isn't for fun. This is for, you know, those two played so well together. I know that they're great friends. You know, are you going to keep Ricky out of that too? Because they're great friends. Smiley Kaufman, all those guys, they all hang together. So, I don't know. I don't know about the buddy system. I don't know if it always works. I do know that Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth were kicking butt at the Ryder Cup. So I'm torn on the buddy system. You know, we've seen it before. We've seen guys who don't like each other. Phil and Tiger tee off together. How'd that work out?
That really worked well.
Yeah,
but so. Yesterday Spieth's putts were all lip outs. I mean, he was just a little tense, and he couldn't relax. I think he's going to relax today, shoot 64, and get right in the mix.
You think he's going to get in the mix today?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. He's not going to be left behind.
Well, but Justin Thomas is playing beautifully, isn't he? I mean, that might be your leader in this thing. I mean, that kid, he has turned a corner. And I saw, Bri, where you had said, who's the, you know, player of the year. I'm voting for it. I'm voting for Justin Thomas this year.
That's a good pick. That's a good, especially if he wins this one here. I mean, but he is so much longer. He was out hitting Jordan at times like 50 yards. And his swing is really, really quality. But Jordan is so tough, John. You know, he just has a selective memory. And when he plays bad, he stays in the hunt, and that's the sign of it. He can turn 74 into 70.
And we saw that at the Open, right?
Yeah.
And I thought yesterday he would come out of it, and he just didn't. And they were talking about it on the broadcast that, you know, this is a guy like Tiger. When things were going bad, he had the mental toughness to turn it around.
Yep.
But there, we've seen Jordan when he is struggling and he gets a little bit frustrated that you know, sometimes it snowballs. So, I don't worry about it. The last thing you're going to worry about is a Jordan Spieth, because he's such a good player. But he does have these little bouts when he's missing putts that it frustrates him. So that's a little worrisome that he's getting it right now, right before the President's Cup.
Yeah, to your point, John, Justin Thomas, 12 points ahead of Jordan Spieth entering the weekend for the Player of the Year standings. We had this topic a couple weeks ago on the show. Next 5 years, who wins more tournaments? Is it Justin Thomas or Jordan Spieth?
That's a good question. I'm going to still go with Jordan, but you know, he's the flavor of the day. Didn't we just see? I can't believe that Dustin Johnson doesn't win every tournament. I can't believe that Jason Day. I can't believe that Rory McIlroy. But you know, they come and they go. But Jordan's, you know, his what 3-4 year career, he has just been so steady and winning tournaments. And you know, when you're supposed to be a big bomber and win, he doesn't care. He's beating the guys that are out driving him by 40-50 yards. He's just that good. I'm gonna go with Jordan in that one.
You know, just like McIlroy, you know, he's fallen, you know.
Yeah.
But he's gotta have some time to spend that $100 million he made.
Yeah.
I think
why are you pocket watching Rory McIlroy? Why are you over there pocket watching?
Hey, I don't hate him, John. You get $100 million, you take $100 million, right? Now he's just he's got to audition his caddies, figure out who's going to be on his bag next year.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's another thing. That's, you know what? I don't know how steadying an influence that is, but Jordan and they seem to get along really, really well. Every time Jordan needs the towel to wipe his hand, he's always right there with it. That's awesome. Jordan always refers to it as us. It's the team. It's a team deal. And you know what? It feels that way. And, you know, I've heard guys saying, well, that's a bunch of baloney. Paul Azinger, remember?
Yep. Yeah,
well, that's a bunch of baloney. This ain't no team. When you're standing over that shot, that's you. But if he feels that way, he feels that everybody around him is doing their job and doing a great job. Look at the results.
Do you think Jordan will finish his career with his caddy?
Michael Greller, right?
Michael Greller.
Yeah. I would imagine it's going to be a long relationship, like Phil and Bones.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be. I mean, why would you do anything different? Why would you upset that apple cart?
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, John. Hey, really appreciate the time, and good luck to Missouri State this morning or this afternoon.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great day. Brian, thanks for hanging in there for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anytime, John.
And our best to Miss Wendy.
I will appreciate it, and you and yours as well, Miss
okay.
Judy. Bye-bye.
See you.
All right, that's John Granato. Make sure to listen to him each and every day on ESPN 97.5. He's on 4 hours a day, 9 to 1 every
rough
day.
Life.
Yeah, he shares something in common with me. He hosts a show with Sean Salisbury, so, you know, I can feel his pain a little bit.
But he starts his day at what, 10 o'clock?
9 to 1, yeah.
9 to 1. I mean, come on.
Well, that's why you said he's getting so much better
at golf
because he gets out of 1. He heads out to the course.
Gets up in the morning, makes Wendy breakfast.
I'm sure he doesn't do that.
They live in the Taj Mahal up on the 13th floor.
Yeah.
Overlooking Houston. I mean, he's big time.
No doubt about it. All right, you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour right here on SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, a lot more to get into. Charlie, just real quickly, I have something that John said there about the FedEx Cup and how he doesn't like the fact that Webb Simpson, if he wins today, but Justin Thomas finishes in fourth, Justin Thomas will still win the FedEx Cup playoffs. So you're okay with how that is formulated, or would you change it?
Well, the sponsor's happy with it.
Yeah.
They're putting up big bucks, and it's a year-long marketing program, and it's kind of like the Winston Cup for – you know, NASCAR. So I think that the people watching golf this weekend are really in the know.
Right.
Casual golfers, because you don't have a Tiger, they're into their other sport, which is
football. Right.
College football and the NFL. Although, according to Trump, the NFL is going backwards, but that's another topic.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with the president on that one. But yeah, to your point, Charlie, where I look at it is, so they've designed this thing that is the FedEx Cup playoffs. So that entails that it's multiple rounds. So I think you have to reward Justin Thomas for what he's done, or Jordan Spieth, whoever it may be, what they've done in previous tournaments that fall under the FedEx Cup playoffs umbrella, unlike Webb Simpson, who's played well, but not to the level of those guys. So right. It would be unfair to them to take that away from them based on what they've done in the other tournaments. So that's why I tend to lean on your side, where I'm fine with Justin Thomas winning the FedEx Cup playoffs, finishing in fourth this weekend.
The only thing I don't agree with is that you don't have to play in every playoff tournament to win.
Yeah.
1 year, Vijay Singh won and didn't play in all four events. Jim Furyk was disqualified because he got to a tournament late, didn't play in the event, and won the FedEx Cup. I think if you don't play, you shouldn't be able to move to the next week. That's the only thing I would change.
And the other thing that's exciting is that you have a bunch of big names at the top, where if Justin Thomas wins the tournament, he wins the FedEx. If Jordan Spieth wins, he wins. If John Rahm wins, as you mentioned, as a rookie, he wins. Leishman, if he wins, although he's not playing well, then he ends up winning. So you have a lot of guys where there's a lot at stake for this one. But I want to get to this real quickly. The PGA Tour released its 49 tournament 2017-2018 schedule this week on Tuesday. You want to take a wild guess on what the total prize money is?
A bunch.
$363 million. Okay, so that's the largest that it's ever been. But there is an issue here. Somebody can't find a sponsor. So formerly the Quicken Loans Invitational, the tournament, which, of course, Tiger Woods has hosted in Washington, D.C. a couple of times, he doesn't have a sponsor right now. Now, he does have a scheduled date. It's for the end of June running into July. But we're talking about Tiger Woods.
Tiger
can't find a sponsor for his tournament. That's going to be... We've talked about, everybody's talked about the fall from grace for Tiger for years. But, I mean, this is just, he can't even get a sponsor for his tournament.
I'm really surprised about that they would let this happen and not be working on it, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, Arnold Palmer's sponsorship of his event changed from MasterCard to, you know, over the years, but it always it had continuity. Nicholas did the same thing. So, you know, it's a big ticket. It's a $15 million investment, plus or minus. So, in today's economy and all that, but Tiger, come on. But
yeah,
he hasn't been the best, you know, boy the last few months.
No, and that's exactly it, because if you're a company, you have to think what you're representing. And Tiger, we know, had some issues with prescription drugs, and he had the arrest earlier this year for driving under the influence and whatnot. But the other thing is this. When you look at it from Tiger Woods' perspective, is the PGA Tour releases its schedule, right? So it's a big story in the golf world on Tuesday that the schedule is coming out, and it's a big story that it's $363 million, the most ever in prize money.
Right.
But all of those things are not the highlight for the rest of the sports world. Right. If you're a golf fan, you're saying, oh, wow, okay, here's the schedule. Let me look at it. But what the casual sports fan sees and what all the highlight shows around America, what the news picks up on is, oh, wait, Tiger Woods doesn't have a sponsor. So he, in fact, actually looks like somewhat of a laughingstock when it's the most prize money ever.
Yeah.
And the guy that was the biggest star in the sport
and built his-
and helped build the sport for 15 years. He's the biggest star in the sport. Still, he's the biggest draw when he's actually on the course. He's the one without a sponsor. So that's another thing. When Tiger's been having these issues over the past couple of months, you almost feel some sense of sympathy for Tiger that, look, he can't even get a sponsor for his tournament, and you know he's having issues with prescription drugs. You know he's trying to recover from the injuries. I just can't imagine what type of place he's in. The one good thing I will say from Tiger's perspective, it's good that he's going to be around the game next week when he's an assistant captain for Steve Stricker at the President's Cup, because maybe that takes his mind off him. But his business people have to find him a sponsor really, really quickly, because this is not something they can drag on.
No, but who reached out to try to help him through this downtime?
Well, I know he's with Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler last week.
And the swimmer?
Oh, Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, great point.
And Michael Phelps actually said
he fell out of grace, you know, because of what he because of a cell phone.
Yeah, a cell phone. He had, he did that. He also had some a DUI, so he's had a lot of issues. He's come back since then and won gold medals, of course, a couple of weeks ago. He's on Shark Week, racing a shark, which he did not win, but nonetheless, he's getting more popularity again. So he's still a big star. But Michael Phelps said that the Tiger Woods arrest was a cry for help. When he got arrested with the prescription drugs and really could not speak whatsoever, that it was a cry for help.
That's a low.
Yeah. But I got to imagine, too, like some of this stuff is almost unavoidable when you look at the amount of surgeries that somebody has had. When you have those that many procedures on your back and you've had multiple on your knee, you've had wrist surgery, you've had all these different issues throughout the years that – it almost becomes one of those things like ex-football players. It's almost tough to function without a prescription drug. I mean, we saw how much pain he was in. What was it, 08, when he won the U.S. Open, where he's like using his club to hold himself up. So I got to imagine it's tough not to go to those painkillers when you're trying, and especially him, when he's trying to get back on the course.
It's really hard to be on top. And to be on top, sometimes you choose some things that you probably shouldn't. You know, Barry Bonds. You know, those performance-enhancing drugs. And we just got to let our kids know what to do and what not to do. And Tiger's been a great example for a lot of kids, good and bad. So, you know, I hope he gets it together. I want to see him to come back like Hogan came back after his automobile accident. It would be good for him and good for everybody.
All right, well, he is hitting 60-yard shots now, so we'll see how quickly he can make it back. Coming up next, though, we'll get back into the FedEx Cup standings and the Tour Championship. Justin Thomas has a share of the lead. Will he hold on? Charlie will tell you next. You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour right here on SB Nation Radio.
Attention anyone who has an IRA and 401k. With the increasing geopolitical risks, the stock market at all-time highs, coming inflation and currency wars, now is a crucial time to diversify and help protect your IRA and 401k by owning physical gold or silver coins. Call Augusta Precious Metals now at 800-609-1791 for your free gold IRA guide. With mounting risks throughout the world and the stock market close to its all-time high, your retirement might be vulnerable again. But you can trust Augusta Precious Metals to help. You get free shipping and insurance and zero management fees. Augusta Precious Metals is a gold IRA leader rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals, where gold and silver have been the family business for over 40 years. Call 800-609-1791 for your free gold IRA guide. Help protect your IRA or 401k by calling 800-609-1791 now. That's 800-609-1791. That's 800-609-1791.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers, so it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You could buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.52%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're age 85 or younger, you'll probably want to learn more about the senior care program from Nation's Final Expense. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, but the most benefits the government will pay your family is only $255, leaving your loved ones to pay your debt. The Nation's Final Expense Senior Care Plan will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There is no medical exam and you'll have lifetime coverage. Your rates will never increase, your benefits will never decrease, and your plan cannot be canceled. To receive free information about this Senior Care Plan and its benefits, call Nation's Final Expense now at 800-677-8610. Also receive information about a free prescription discount card by calling 800-677-8610 now. There is no obligation. Operators are standing by. Call Nation's Final Expense now at 800-677-8610. That's 800-677-8610. That's 800-677-8610.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, Charlie. First thing we're going to do is we got to wish your grandson some good luck this morning, Charlie. Get ready to play in a golf tournament. He's usually here with us, but he's got more important things this morning.
He better deal this today, and that's okay. He went out with his dad to warm up, going to go play in a tournament, and I'm happy to report that he's going to Lakeside, and Lakeside, of all the golf courses in the area, was probably damaged the most. I mean, the whole golf course was underwater. Now the water has receded. The clubhouse was damaged very extensively. But the membership are going to, you know, they'll rally and get it open. So good luck to Charlie today.
Hopefully he'll come back here with a trophy next week. That'll
That's
be pretty
right.
cool.
That's exactly right.
And by the way, we were talking about the President's Cup earlier, but the Junior President's Cup also getting underway next week. And a little bit of a local angle. We're, of course, based in Houston, if you're listening to us on your app nationally. And Cole Hammer from Houston, he's going to be playing in the Junior President's Cup. Honorary Captain Jack Nicklaus, that'll be pretty fun to be around Jack. And also David Toms, the captain of this team. So a little bit of a local angle as you get ready for the Junior President's Cup as well.
Once again, it's the PGA Tour reaching out and promoting junior golf in nice venues and having the number one, you know, golfer in all time, Jack Nicklaus and David Toms show up. And Cole's, you know, quite a story. He's a young man that really dedicated to a sport, had an elbow problem, had to have, I think it was Tommy John surgery. And he came through that with flying colors, and he's back playing well again. He had a pretty good summer. So onward and upward.
Yeah, a couple of kids from Texas on that roster, too. Turner Hosh, he's from Dallas. Let's see, who else you got here? Noah Goodwin is another guy from Texas. So you got three players from the state of Texas on the junior team, which is it's pretty interesting to see the amount of guys from we've seen. I mean, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, all the talent that's come through the state of Texas. So it seems like with that amount of players on the junior team, it looks like that's just going to continue to happen year after year.
And there were guys like Byron Nelson and Ben Logan. They were all
pretty good.
But I'm looking on my Facebook, and I've got a little note here from Bill Harmon, our associate. He's yachting in Greece.
No, he's in Greece.
Going through the
Greek It's good to be
islands.
Bill, huh?
Good to be Bill. I mean, he's got a wife that's, you know, she's really a class lady, and I think she treated him to a nice vacation in the Greek islands.
That's not bad at all.
That's it. So he'll be back next. No, I'm not sure he'll be back next week. He's been over there for a week because then he's going to spend a few days with some members of his club. So we might see him, you know, 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Well, I hope he enjoys his vacation. Charlie, how about this? Ben Tetzlaff, he was playing in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Name of the course is Lakes Country Club. It's in the North Whitehall Township. He's 17 years old. This week, in the same round, he had a pair of hole-in-ones. The odds of that happening, 67 million to one. Two hole-in-ones in one round. Not like he had two hole-in-ones in his life. We're talking about two aces in the same round.
Incredible, but and not that I want to top that story, but I've got a friend that had two hole-in-ones on the same nine at Pebble Beach.
They say you don't want to top it. I think you just topped it.
The fifth hole, which is the beautiful par three that goes along the ocean, and then the seventh hole is the iconic seventh hole at at Pebble Beach. It's 120 yards, 115 yards, and there's days where you hit a wedge or days where you hit a four iron. So my friend Jack Kendall, who used to be the president of Westside Lexus and Northside Lexus, great guy. Now he's retired and living the life of Riley up in the hill country. But, yeah, so there's two guys, back-to-back hole-in-ones.
All right, what would you rather have, two albatrosses or one hole-in-one in a round?
Well, I've played golf for a long time.
Do you have a hole-in-one on your record?
I've got two.
You got two.
But
I only get hole-in-ones in putt-putt.
I've never had an albatross.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a mulligan albatross. I was up in the golf club with my good friend in Columbus, Ohio a year ago and hit a fat four iron. And it's just a horrible shot. And I said, no, I'm not leaving. So I put down another one and I hit the prettiest shot ever and it went in a hole. So that was...
You get a picture?
A mulligan albatross. So, but that's golf. Thank God for mulligans.
Yeah,
we all need mulligans. Tiger needs a mulligan.
The Tiger. And sometimes you need mulligans in life.
I was happy to see that the Shell Houston Open, which is now the Houston Open, which I think next year we should call the Harvey Open.
That would be really cool.
And sponsored by, raise some more money for all of the people that really need it. We still have the same date, before the Masters, and it's going to be successful. And the golf club of Houston has come back very, very well. The guys out there are working hard, recovering all of the grass and the bunkers, and it's just such a big undertaking, taking care of 500 acres and making it pristine. But the golf club of Houston has come back very well, and everybody should come out and play. I'm going there afterwards and teaching.
Yeah, it should be a fun day, certainly. We're getting into this a little bit with John, the player of the year standing. So right now, Justin Thomas is on top. He's at 102 points. Jordan Spieth second at 90, and then you drop back a little bit. Dustin Johnson at 66. So it's coming down to the Tour Championship between Thomas and Spieth to see who ends up maybe winning the FedEx Cup, but also who wins the Player of the Year. And the reason that Justin Thomas has the edge, Charlie, is if you look at it, Jordan Spieth has the edge on the money list. He's 2 points ahead of Justin Thomas. He has the list on, or has the edge on overall scoring points. But where Justin Thomas has a big gap, he has 70 victory points over Jordan Spieth, who has 50. Justin Thomas has 5 wins this year on the tour. He'll be the first guy since Tiger, if he holds on, he wins the tour championship, to have 6 wins on the year. So that's the difference so far, is Justin Thomas just has that little edge in the wins column.
Well, I think if Jordan wins the FedEx Cup, he'll be player of the year.
He will, yeah.
If he doesn't, I don't think Justin has to win the FedEx Cup to be player of the year.
Right. But if Jordan does win the FedEx Cup, he's going to win player of the year.
Yeah.
But if Justin Thomas finishes ahead of Jordan, he is going to end up winning the player of the year. And just think about it from both those perspectives, what a year that would be for either one that wins it. So say, hypothetically, Justin Thomas wins. He wins his first major of the year. He wins the FedEx Cup, and he will have won the player of the year.
But the other caveat, and this happened before with Tiger and Phil, one year Phil won the tournament, which is the tournament of this week.
The Tour Championship, yeah.
The Tour Championship.
In Atlanta.
And then Tiger won the FedEx Cup.
Because he was so far ahead entering the tournament.
So what happens there if Justin wins? Well, I guess it can't happen, though.
Yeah, well, because they're so closely bunched together this week that it's basically going to be whoever finishes in front of the other guy is going to win it. But you do have a situation where you have a couple of other guys, like Leishman, who's not playing well right now,
right.
John Rahm,
right.
Who's right there.
Right. He could win it.
Yeah, and he's right there. He's 6 under par. So if he comes from behind here and he overtakes Justin Thomas here at the Tour Championship, he could win the FedEx Cup, mm-hmm. which would be very entertaining, which is another thing that's a little bit unfortunate, because this is really exciting stuff, like to see who's going to win the Tour Championship, who's going to end up winning the FedEx Cup standings. And I just wish there was more attention on it, because it's all the big names, right?
Yeah.
It's Justin Thomas. It's Jordan Spieth. Dustin Johnson's right there. It's all these guys that are huge names on the tour, yet it doesn't seem like there's enough attention around it.
That's why for next year, the rearranging of the schedule is that this event will take place on Labor Day. It'll be done before the NFL starts.
Yeah.
It'll be done really before college football kicks in. And I think the golfing world will get a little more publicity.
Yeah, no, that's certainly a great idea, to get it right before the NFL season, because there's no reason that the season has to go all the way till essentially what we're 10 days away from October.
Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense that they would move up those dates.
Then it starts again.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, give these guys a little bit of a break, Charlie. They're getting ready. All the big guys are getting ready to play in the President's Cup, too. I mean, give them a little bit of a blow.
But they're still only working 30 weeks a year.
True. I guess I could take that life, right?
I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, and that's a busy schedule.
Yeah.
So we don't have to feel sorry for it. There's no sympathy in golf.
I hear you on that. All right, you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour right here on SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, we're, of course, brought to you each and every week by Insperity. And make sure if you miss any of the show to check it out at podcastarena.com.
And Puerto Vallarta International Pro-Am, first week in December. Everybody's been having kind of a hard year with what's going on. So reward yourself. Check out puertovallartaproam.com. It's four amateurs, one professional, having a great time, enjoying the hospitality in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, at the Casa Magna Marriott. It's only 5 minutes from landing on United. It's so convenient, so much fun, great press, great people. I mean, it's 500 people that keep going back every year to have a party. And everybody enjoys themselves. So I encourage anybody and everybody that wants to have a good week and want to play in a golf tournament, call or log on to PuertoVallartaProAm.com. Jackie and Billy Sitton do a wonderful job in organizing this for 27 years.
Unbelievable.
Long time. So, yes, join me in PV, and I'll buy your first adult beverage.
Yeah, that's a promise. All right. I got to take you up on the offer then, Charlie, because I'll take a free adult beverage any day of the week.
That's it.
So we were talking before the show. They have stats now for pretty much everything in sports, anything you can imagine. Like this guy leads the league in third quarter points, whatever it is. This guy's throwing the most touchdowns in the second quarter. So how about this one? Sergio Garcia is the first reigning Masters winner this decade to not be requested for a pre-tournament interview before the Tour Championship because he's got no chance of winning the FedEx Cup. Sergio says, quote, obviously my game hasn't been amazing the last 2 months, end quote. But first of all, the fact that they dug up and they found that nobody else this decade has been interviewed, has won the Masters and not been interviewed for the Tour Championship, which I guess that means Danny Willett too, which that kind of surprises me that Danny Willett was interviewed because he didn't really have a great year after he won the Masters. But the other
I don't know if he went to the FedEx Cup.
Oh, though. Maybe that's what it was. He didn't make it to the FedEx Cup.
The year Ankel won the Masters in 2009. He did the and he hated those type of. He says that they all ask me the same questions. Why do we have to repeat it?
I guess it could be a good thing for Sergio, but I guess just got to imagine because remember when he first came on the tour, he was supposed to be a challenger to Tiger. You remember young Sergio when he jumped around the tree? He was so excited, and everybody expected that he was going to be a guy that was going to challenge Tiger, and it never ended up working out that way. And he had his moments at the majors that did not go his way. I just have to imagine after finally winning the Masters that Sergio is going to be in a state of mind that is just easy. Like probably nothing bothers him anymore because there was probably at least in the back of his head, Charlie, and I know he would never admit this, where he thought maybe I'm just never going to win a major. And he finally got it. So I got to imagine everything after this for Sergio, it's kind of gravy, right?
It's a euphoric feeling. I've never felt it, of course, but I've been around. You know, that's just such a great accomplishment in somebody's career. And at the age of 37, to persevere and, like you said, to spend a lifetime trying to beat Tiger and couldn't, and the other chances he had to win majors, it never quite happened. Patrick Harrington stole two from him.
Yeah.
So
I was at one of those.
In Detroit or in?
I was in Detroit, and I was at what was the one after that? Yeah, I was at Oakland Hills.
The other one was at Carnoustie, the British Open.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, he's got three majors, does Padraig.
Padraig does,
Two of them were when Tiger was hurt.
Yeah.
But again, he did
one. Just like the Houston Rockets, they won.
I wonder what Sergio is going to serve at the Masters dinner next year. Do you remember what Angel served?
Yes, Angel served meat, a nice steak, and traditional Argentine dishes. And the most popular thing, he served panqueques con dulce de leche. It's a crepe with this cream from Argentina called sweet milk. And Jack Nicklaus had three of them. And he took one home to his wife, Barbara.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So the dessert was the most popular.
Yeah, I think it was, what did Jordan Spieth do, Texas barbecue a couple of years ago?
Is that what he did?
I think he did Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
Sergio probably, he'll start off with some ham, some uncooked ham. It's cured ham. It's really good. Really good. Then he'll probably have a paella because he's from Valencia. And his mom and dad are good friends of mine. So that's what he'll have.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, so let's look at this Tour Championship here. We're entering round three. And just a quick, if you haven't kept up with it, a quick look at the scoreboard. It's a leaderboard, I should say. Justin Thomas, 7-under. Paul Casey, 7-under. Webb Simpson is 7-under. And then you got John Rahm, who has a chance to win the FedEx Cup. He's at 6-under par. Jordan Spieth still right there. He's at 3-under. Jason Day at 4-under. So who do you like, Charlie, to come away with things this weekend? It should be a good day today, an interesting Saturday for sure.
John Rahm keeps showing up, you know, and he is so strong physically, and that's why, you know, not many rookies can do what he did, but he is so strong physically that I think the golf course suits him very well. But we'll see what happens after this afternoon. Moving day.
And wasn't he coached by Phil Mickelson's brother?
Yes, he went to Arizona State. And that's another story. There's two guys in the field, Jonathan Vegas. They show up in our country, they don't know English. They graduate and they go on to success. So it's a heck of a country.
All right, it's been the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.